Hey out there, everybody, and welcome to Caffeination 133. Yes, this is the 133rd edition of the Caffeination, numbered-wise. There's a couple other odds and ends episodes floating around out there. We were actually day late, not that much shorter than we usually are. Wonderful weekend so far, three-day weekend, gotta love when they come up. For everybody living in the United States, you have been celebrating the Memorial Day holiday. For everybody elsewhere, you probably didn't get the three-day weekend. I'm not sure if there's any other international holidays that coincide, but... Yeah, so it's been relatively interesting. Now, if you remember some of the trials and tribulations here at the Caffeination Podcast, about a week ago almost, the computer decided to start eating itself. So lost one video card, just put the new power supply in. That's actually fine at this point. Lost the main cooling system for the computer, lost a whole bunch of crazy stuff, and about 5 hours of sleep. So... All right, that's working. It's just loud right now. I mean, you might be able to hear it in the background. I'm actually trying to point the mic in a direction where you won't hear it. But, yeah, so, I mean, that's one thing. I can deal with it. It's kicking off a lot more heat than I ever remember it doing before. But, hey, whatever. What are you going to do? You know, you got to use the computer that you have. So, all right, we're moving right along. And what to my wondering senses... feel when I wake up this morning. All right, let me give you a little bit of background on the weekend. My cousin's wedding, wonderful affair. Congratulations to Paul and Kim. You two make a wonderful couple. So they got married on Saturday. So his family intelligently actually booked a suite of rooms in the hotel so that people who were driving somewhat of a distance to the wedding would actually be able to stay there without driving home inebriated. So, wonderful idea, especially being Memorial Day weekend. The cops were out in full force. So, all right, we did that, booked the room, stayed over. We dropped Paul off at a relative's house at his grandparents' house, maternal grandparents' house, because the paternal grandparents were going with us to the wedding, but still. All right, so that was all taken care of. Everything's fine and dandy. He's feeling a little under the weather, you know. So I wake up this morning after, you know, we are both incredibly tired from yesterday. But by the way, did I say we had a barbecue for some of our friends yesterday? Of course, we pack everything possible into a weekend. So we got home yesterday around noon and had a barbecue at 6, so... there's almost no time to do anything around here, but still, wake up this morning, house is a little muggier than I remember it being. We had turned on the air conditioning because the boy was a little, uncomfortable, so I go around and check all the vents. Yeah, all the vents are open. The only problem is the air conditioning doesn't seem to be actually conditioning the air in the correct direction. No longer is it blowing that lovely cool air. No, it is now blowing hot air. This is bad. Go outside, check the little condenser that's sitting out there. Yeah, fan doesn't work. All right, so we need a blower motor or some such nonsense. Or no, the blower, I think, is inside. We need a condenser fan motor. The condenser itself is fine. I don't even know. There's all kinds of things. So that's tomorrow's job. Because, of course, being today as a national holiday, there's no one available to fix the air conditioner. And that includes me because I can't get any parts. So we're waiting for the third shoe to drop here. You know how people say things come in threes. Maybe this is the third thing. Maybe, you know, my father's trials and tribulations with all the sickness and everything he endured and everything the family went through. Maybe that was number one. Computer trying to chew on itself not too long ago, chewing up several very expensive parts. Maybe that was number two, and then we're going to go with this as number three. Yeah, I think we're done. Knock on wood. But still, it's been kind of a crazy couple days here at the Caffeination. We did get one of our articles that we've been working on up. Like I said, last week everything was thrown into such disarray that we didn't actually get some of the articles we wanted to get up there done. So they have... Actually, what's it called? It's called Spring Has Sprung Part 3 New Sports, so you can head on over to caffeination.com and check that out. We have a little bit of general information for you right up front, a little bit of tech tidbits to send you on your way, so hopefully you'll enjoy that. We have some wonderful caffeinated bits, including a sneak peek at an upcoming article. The next two articles are all about food. I love cooking, so hopefully people are going to enjoy them. Hopefully people are going to like seeing... what we're trying to dish out there. We have a whole bunch of good content for you on today's Caffeination Podcast. We have a little bit of general information for you. Head right on into a metric ton of tech tidbits. Then we're going to roll right on into the caffeinated bits, liquid rage element of today's show. And as always, well, not as always as it used to be, we seem to have fallen into a rut where we don't include very much pod-safe music. So I decided to go back to an old favorite, one of my favorite artists that I found in the Pod-Safe Music Network, music.podshow.com. This is actually Jonathan Colton with a song that you may or may not know. We have played Code Monkey and we have played RE Your Brains, both wonderful little bits of wit wrapped in musical goodness. So here we have on today's show a song called Stroller Town, kind of a Beach Boys vibe to it. So I hope you enjoy that. Now, if you're looking for more information on Jonathan Colton, you can head on over, first of all, to music.podshow.com if you felt like it, and check out all the great PodSafe music that they list over there at the PodSafe Music Network. Or you could head on over to Jonathan's own website, which is a fabulous place to live, learn, and love. It's at jonathancoulton.com. That's jonathancoulton.com, all one word. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this is Jonathan Colton downtown, and his song Stroller Town from the PodSafe Music Network.
Belly clean, bum. I got my cup of Cheerios in case I want some. Jacket, hat, diaper bag carried out the door, and I know where we're going cause I've been there before. There's a warm breeze blowing and it tickles my hair, and the sun shines down. Everybody's there, every day is such a good day. Stop off at the corner and she pulls up next to me. A sporty crimson red McLaren Techno XT. Me, I'm sitting pretty in my bugaboo frog. Swivel wheel suspension so I sleep like a log. And my 5-point harness keeps me buckled and tight. And the XT's gunning as we wait for the light. And the wheels start spinning. Bugaboo is heavy, so we're taking off slow. But once we get her going, she's got get up and go. The McLaren's gotta leave, but I can see the slick spin. My wheels are big and knobby, I can feel them digging in. And we blow right by, now we're taking the lead. And the world's on fire with the wind and the speed. Every day is such a good day.
So that was Jonathan Colton and his song Stroller Town from the PodSafe Music Network and jonathancolton.com. So hopefully you found that interesting. I know I did. I love his music, so I'd like to find a way to wheedle it in here as often as possible here at the Caffeination. So hopefully you're finding some of this stuff interesting that we're trying to throw out there for you. First up, we have a little message from our sponsor. This show is sponsored in part by GoToMeeting. If you're looking for a better way to present or work together during your conference calls, your solution is quite simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer screen ends up showing up on all of their monitors. It's like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is the perfect for sales or product demos, trainings, or real-time collaborations. Plus, you're not charge the per minute fee like some of the other providers that are out there. You can meet as often as you want for as long as you need with one flat rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, anytime without ever having to leave your office. I don't know if you know exactly how valuable that can be. It's spur-of-the-moment meetings are no longer a problem. You no longer have to wait until, you know, you can catch a flight out to California to meet somebody. If you really need to talk, hey, you just pop this up and you're ready to go. You not only end up saving time, but a lot of money too. So you can see for yourself. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. Just visit GoToMeeting.com/podcast. That's P-O-D-C-A-S-T. That's GoToMeeting.com/podcast. Try GoToMeeting free today. All right, we'd like to thank GoToMeeting for being a continued sponsor here at the Caffeination. We're looking into some of the other sponsorship deals, and in case you hadn't noticed, there's some changes over at caffeination.com. We have succumbed, and we have a couple other small advertisements on the site. I just wanted to run through and explain exactly what they are and exactly what information that they might be gleaning from your presence on the website. If you are listening to this podcast on the stream over at the Tech Podcast Network or anywhere else, and you wondered where you can find it, then you can head on over to caffeination.com. That's CaffeinationCom, and you'll see all the information right there. All right, but first up, I just wanted to say, like I had been talking about, on the main page and all the subsequent pages on the Caffeination podcast, now we actually have one small little section of AdSense banners. So if you see anything that you like over there, please feel free to click it. You're helping to support the Caffeination. There's no annoying pop-ups. There's nothing else that's on this site. We've resisted the temptation to even go through and do the true AdSense where it actually aggregates your content, and every time you put your mouse over a word, it pops something up. So all the links in the show notes are 100% pristine. They are virgin and clean. There is no ad content whatsoever other than the small mention of GoToMeeting in each of our show notes, so hopefully you'll enjoy that. The only other thing that's on the website is actually, if you look down at the bottom right-hand side of the page, rather, there are two links to software packages that we support. Yes, this is another revenue-generating thing. It's basically a referral service. So if you're looking to install Firefox, click on the button. We would be most appreciative. If you're looking to install some of the other Google services that are out there, Google, let's see, what is it? They have Google Earth, SketchUp, Picasa, a whole bunch of interesting and wonderful programs from the Google Pack. So you can feel free to click on that, download that, and give it a shot. You're supporting the Caffeination by doing that. And like I said, but there's no, we're not expecting people to do it. We would enjoy if people did it. But hey, it's just one more possibility. It's one more place that we might end up being able to earn some revenue. So we just thought we'd give it a shot. If it doesn't work, and I'm going to give it a full 6 months. If it doesn't work, then we might remove it. If we get too many complaints about it, then we definitely might remove it. But still, I just wanted to give it a shot. Always looking for ways to help supplement the income around here, but still. All right, next up, we have a little bit of information about Juiced. We are slowly running out of invitations, I believe. I haven't checked the number that I currently have left, but if you'd like to get in on Juiced, it's a internet TV service on your computer. It's wonderful to try. Got a lot of good reviews from everybody who's actually given it a shot so far, but you can just send me an email. Just pop one over to caffeination@gmail.com, and I will gladly send you one along. Just make sure you leave your name. I need even first name, last initial, or whatever you want. Like, if you don't feel like giving me that, you just want the email address, just put some dude or some chick. I don't care. That's what I'll send it to. I don't need a real first name and last name, whatever you want to do. Next thing up, this is definitely of most importance today. Today being Memorial Day here in the United States, it's the day where you honor all the fallen soldiers, and I like to take it one step further, and a lot of the people around here do as well. It's not just honoring the fallen soldiers and honoring the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice that some of these men and women made, but rather you also want to turn to the people that you know that are in the armed forces and thank them for their service and for everything that they're doing for the country. And whether or not you agree with anything, politics aside, anyone who's willing to put their life on the line to make sure that you have a safer life in general is above and beyond anything that you could expect of people. So I'd like to send my heartfelt thank you out to Stefan and Carl. If you're listening to the show, thank you so much for the stuff that you guys do. You're both wonderful and awesome guys. So, and anybody else who happens to be listening to this show in the service, same goes to you. I might not know that you're in the service. I might not know you personally, but you have an unbelievable debt of gratitude in my heart. So thank you very much. That about rounds up the general information we have. Ton of tech tidbits for you to talk about today, or actually for me to talk about, you all to listen to, so hopefully you find these interesting. We're going to just dive right in here to start off. We have something about cleaning up your tunes. Now, you might not think that your tunes are dirty. You might not think that there's anything that really needs to be done to them. Well, apparently the guys over at LG have decided to patent a washing machine that has an iPod dock in it, basically. It docks MP3 players, rather. It's very generic, so, I guess that's good. There's speakers in the top, has all your normal washing machines controls in the front. The only thing that I would like to see is if you could somehow, you know, change the spin cycle to actually go to the beat. So instead of just, you know, if it has a club, you know, I don't know, horrible making sound effects and everything, but yeah, I think you get the idea. You know, if you have like a real club beat, a real heavy bass beat, you know, do, you know, you could have the washing machine spin cycle go to that. You could have the agitator bar, you know, do some more agitating. You know, if you have a nice slow one, you have a nice slow turn of the wheel there. I could see a whole bunch of different information going on there. You could also have, like, colored lights that appear. You know, your own little mini rave inside your washing machine. That being said, this is probably one of the most inane and crazy inventions I've ever heard of. Or, actually, it's not even an invention of its own right. I mean, it's more like a melding of two very dissimilar products. So if this ever comes to market, I'll be very interested to see what form it takes and exactly who they market it to, but I don't know very many soccer moms out there saying, you know what? You know what my laundry area needs besides this god-awful, ugly, loud machine? It needs music. So we'll see. We'll see about that. Next thing up here, we have a whole bunch of stuff about raves. So raves, club, and everything else right there. We actually have something called the party timer. This little thing says party hard or hardly a party, basically. That's the line we have up there. But what it is to say is rather that this is a badge, what it appears to be. Or it's either a badge or a sign. I can't get any definitive information as to the actual size of the product. They just show a whole bunch of them sitting together. I mean, this thing could be, you know, any scale at all, but let's just say it's a badge right now that you would put on your clothes or whatever, and judging by the ambient noise in your surroundings, it tells you exactly how rocking your party is. So in case you were well past the point of no return, you are three sheets to the wind and flying hard. If there's no noise around, it says no party, a couple little unhappy faces. Either that or it should probably say library. If it has 10 decibels of noise in a somewhat constant motion, then you have more along the lines of a romantic party. Then you have some talking party, light party, music party, dance party, club party, mega party, and if you somehow manage to hit the range of 161 decibels and upwards, so if you are actually partying on the runway when C-130s are coming in, then you will have an atom party. Now, I don't know. I was never a really big club person. I like going to bars as much as the next guy, but I was never somebody who said, you know what, dude, we really have to check out this new club. And I never really understood a lot of the rave kids and everything like that with all the crazy you know, colors and clothing and everything that they all had going on. So this is one gadget that I really don't necessarily understand, but it's just crazy that there is enough of a market for it that somebody in audience and response said, you know what, we really need to market this. There is a exploitable base of people who would purchase this, who have that amount of disposable income that they need something, an external device to tell them when it's just loud enough that they can rock out. So for all the impending rock stars out there, for everybody who's up and coming in the world of DJing, you might want to pick this up, put it on the front of your turntable there, so people know exactly how hard you're rocking when you are. Next up, it's vacuous, vapid, whatever else you might want to call them, the unbelievable people that they have in this video. You just have to go and see it. It's all for this product called Glow Fur. Yes, it's the club kids, the raver kids gone crazy. Again, the more disposable income you have, apparently the less you actually care about how anything looks. Think iPod commercial, like early iPod commercial, gone stupid. The girl says something, I mean, in the one video, basically take a overstuffed fur coat and replace all the fur with fiber optics and allow it to glow. Seems cool. just seems more than a little stupid to me. I don't know. I mean, some of the video is kind of funny and everything, but the girl's like, oh, you know, I think of myself as spreading joy throughout the world. Yeah, next up you're going to cure cancer, I'm sure of it. She says, everywhere I go, people are always like, ooh, what's with that fur? Right. Yeah, there are... I don't want to be overly insulting here. I mean, she might be a very nice, intelligent girl on the weekdays and just, you know, somehow leaves her brain in school on the weekend. But, like, they found probably the most vapid people to actually vogue for this video. You really need to see it to believe it. There's nothing else I can say. But basically, there's all manners of clothing that actually, you know, you can buy with this. They show a brassiere mini skirt, go-go boots, the fur overcoat. So they showed you a club with a whole bunch of thug-like gentlemen with long flowing fur coats, all of them glowing different day glow colors, of course. So it actually looked like a really bad 80s video to top everything off. I mean, the 80s produced a lot of interesting music videos, but there were also a lot of very forgettable ones. And, yeah, this probably would have been one of the more forgettable ones. So it shows you this wonderful club scene where everybody's just so into these glow furs. And glow fur, it sounds almost like a loafer. So, yeah, I don't think they're going to catch on. I also don't see... you definitely need to just hear the price range for the bikini top. Yes, for the two cups and some straps, you have $80. Okay, for the... the full-length coat, $800. There's no actual fur or anything in this, so, they're even machine washable, apparently, so, you know, thank God for that. But still, it's just, it's crazy that much money gets spent on a daily basis for some of this stuff. So I just thought I'd throw the video up there, thought I'd throw the article up there. And then we're going to take it one step further, a little bit less club, a little bit more, what's this? Oh, sorry. We're going to take the glow fur and take the fur out of it and just talk about a very intelligent light. Well, what do you mean an intelligent light? Well, how about this? And a non-anthropomorphic robotic platform, as the PhD students who created this. Basically, it's a desk lamp that follows you wherever you go. So if you're sitting there working at your desk, it shines when you walk up. It might be off when you walk up. You walk up, you sit at your desk in the dark room. The light realizes you're there and focuses on where you are, or the general area, and has enough of a spotlight so that it can cast a large enough area of illumination to pretty much cover almost anything you'd need to be doing. It doesn't seem to have a very bright light. They actually have a video up over at Engadget, so hopefully you can head on over there and check that out. But then it shows the guy getting up, going over to a blackboard. The light follows him, you know, tracks his movement, which is really cool. He comes back, works on one side of the desk, works on the other side, and the robot seems to track him. However, they were saying some of these things seem to invoke a personal relationship with a human partner without resorting to human-like features. I didn't really get that from watching it. They were saying that they wanted to explore the relationship that can be maintained through abstract gestures and nonverbal behavior alone. They seem to be taking it a little bit too far here, not necessarily like a, you know, going into a crazy area, but rather they seem to be putting words in people's mouth. If you tell me that my desk lamp's going to follow me wherever I go, I do not create an interpersonal relationship. I do not feel the need to have a human feature on it. I think the lamp is going to follow me wherever I go. That's pretty much it. I'm going to think, okay, so it's the guy from Pixar. That lamp has some kind of anthropomorphic characteristics. I don't know how, but it does. The Pixar lamp, rather. This lamp, hardly. I don't know what they were trying to reach for. I guess they're trying to show some kind of connection through the use of technology and the fact that, you know, inanimate objects around you don't necessarily need faces to become part of your environment, to develop a relationship with. I didn't see anything where the guy actually interacted with the lamp. He didn't say, oh, thank you so much for illuminating my work. He didn't appreciate it. He didn't actually interact with the lamp at all. He just did what he wanted to do, and the machine served him. So I'm not really sure what they were heading for there, but I don't necessarily think that they saw it. But Hey, you can judge for yourself. Please send all comments, feedback, suggestion to caffeination@gmail.com. All right, now the next little thing we have here is the art of security. This is a pure, what's it called? Performance art, rather. I know a lot of guys who listen to this podcast, maybe some of the girls as well, are avid bike fans. We've had a lot of riders email us with some of the stories that we put up there, like especially about the skis for the front of the bikes. They thought that was awesome, and there were a couple other fun things that we put out there. But I know that there's a large problem within the biking community, especially in the inner cities, of bikes getting stolen. So this is a picture of the most secure bike lock ever. Actually, it's the most secure bike ever. I don't want to ruin it completely because it's hard to actually see. But imagine if your standard 10-speed had some kind of cancerous growth, and the cancerous growth, rather than bulbous and hairy and nasty, took on the look of bike locks, the standard U-channel bike locks, and then somehow it infested everything but the top of the back tire and the seat. That's about what you're going to see when you look at this picture. It's really crazy, kind of funny. however, there was a comment below it that said, despite its appearance and overwhelming amount of locks and everything, and there was no actual information about how many locks they used, and it's basically a sculpture. It's the most immobile bike in the world, basically. So they said the funny thing about it is, no matter how many locks are on it, it's only locked to the bike rack with one. So it still takes exactly the same amount of criminal forethought, shall we say, to break the one lock, and then you just have the extra added 700 pounds of steel and everything else to deal with if you wanted to cart this sculpture away. I still thought it was fun, thought I should pass it on to the group there. Next thing we have up here is Moonbase Alpha. Please come in. Yes, apparently there's a there's a new climate monitoring station that people are proposing to place on the moon, because apparently we haven't screwed up our own atmosphere enough. We'd like to journey to neighboring planets and completely ruin them as well. However, I do see that the benefits possibly of using a moon station for monitoring climate change. A lot of the problems with climate change and climatology in general is that all of the instrumentations are affected by the atmosphere which they all exist in. So if you have an instrumentation off-world, not even in a satellite orbit, you know, it's a fixed station, sedentary platform where they can have immeasurable amounts of technology in situ, basically, that they can work with, they can set up to run. I could see them getting a lot more useful knowledge. They might even start developing new tools and everything to use. That's the one thing that I really honestly have to say that I'm a little upset with the space program at times. In the beginning of the space program, they were developing new tools to do things and to conquer problems that they saw in space. I haven't seen so many new crazy tools out there. I mean, I've seen they have the space wrenches and whatnot, but I mean, there's no microwave oven. You know what I mean? There's no something that's going to come down the pike later on that's going to be really useful that I can see. But then again, I don't think back then anybody thought this stuff would be useful to us now. So still, hey, Moonbase Alpha. All right, now next thing we have up here is a little link to a wonderful Lego construction. It's actually a Lego version of the Starport. Somebody did it just in time for the 30th anniversary, which, by the way, if you hadn't heard, a bunch of people got together out in California and watched a 17-hour marathon Star Wars, rather, 1 through 6. So I don't know necessarily if I would have been able to sit through 17 hours, but yeah. I have sat through a marathon viewing of the Lord of the Rings director's cut, and I think that's around 13 hours. Maybe 12 or 13, I don't know. It's serious amount of footage either way. And yes, I'm a huge nerd, huge geek, doesn't matter. This is a Lego replica of the Starport where the Millennium Millennium Falcon as it is docked. So it's kind of neat just to see this. So you just have to head on over there and check it out. That's basically it. Now next thing we have up here, now we're just going to let this one go off to the side. We're not going to actually say the jokes that are coming to my mind, because I don't want to be mean. But apparently, I'm just going to read the headline here. Zombie mob attacks San Francisco Apple Store and forgets their IDs at home and have to pay with cash instead. So basically, a flash mob, a group of non-related people who all get together via the internet, show up in mass at any one location. Apparently, there's also zombie flash mobs, where people show up and unrelated people show up at a specific location as arranged on the internet, and they are all dressed and act like zombies, except I haven't heard any information where somebody actually tried to eat a brain. But I almost played the Jonathan Colton "Are Your Brain" song for this one, just because I thought it was awesome. But and they would give me yet another chance to play Jonathan Colton on the show, but still. So apparently they all showed up in downtown San Francisco and invaded one of the Apple stores. So that's just cool. Like I said, I was going to leave the whole mindless drone thing out. You can insert your own joke if you feel like making fun of the Apple guys. But I just thought it was cool. It's the first time I had heard of a zombie flash mob, and I haven't heard of flash mobs in general in a little while, so I just thought I should pass it along. All right, now next thing we have here is a... Now, this is, we were talking a little bit earlier about disposable income and how different people, how they proportion it. Like, oh, well, what do you want to do with it? Oh, I'm going to buy a glow fur. I'm going to buy a sign that tells me exactly how loud the party I'm in. I'm going to buy 3 plasma TVs, a 7.1 surround sound system, an Xbox 360, a wireless gaming reel, and a real F1 racing seat, and then arrange them in just such a fashion that I have the ultimate Xbox 360 racing setup. You know, that could be something that you would do if you had a unbelievable amount of disposable income, and apparently it is something that someone did for the only thing that you can do is you have to head on over there and check this out. It's just crazy. Apparently one of the guys over at Gizmodo knows the person who has this, who gifted themselves for their own birthday. The only thing that everybody's trying to figure out is actually how did he set up the multiple monitors to run on the Xbox 360. Now, I don't know anybody else who has multiple monitors running on Xbox 360, so I just thought it was fun, neat to throw out there. Next thing we have up here is kind of in the same realm as the zombies attack the Apple Store. We have a glass clock called the Ghost Clock. This is probably one of the most beautiful clocks I have ever seen. Imagine a clock that is made entirely of glass pieces. At least that's what it looks like from the pictures there. All of the detailing, all of the numbers, everything is etched on the glass panes, and it's just a complete 3D structure with all kinds of different intricate glass workings in it. I heartily suggest you head on over there and check that out. We have it linked up in our show notes as always, and it's actually linked directly over to Gizmodo. I don't know if you can actually buy one of these. It might be one of those concept clocks, and they're saying it will shatter if it gets too heavy or anything like that. Pretty sure you have to be very careful of the edges and all the pressure that you might want to put on this, so you might not want to tilt it up on the one side, because I'm pretty sure if you crack one pane, you're pretty much SOL for the rest of it. But still, gorgeous clock, unbelievable, some of the types of artistry that happen out there, and every once in a while I just feel like sharing with the group, you know what I mean? Alright, now the next thing we have up here, much in a complete opposite realm of the glow fur, I think I'm going to label the glow fur as the ultimate least common denominator for things. That's like, if you have absolutely way too much money on your hands, that's what you would buy if you were so disposed. Now, this is the other end of the spectrum. If still we're talking about the affluent community, still talking about a large amount of money would be required for this, but this is an intelligent, at least I would seem, an intelligent use of a large amount of money, so like that. Basically, this is called smart clothing. It takes medical observations throughout the day. So instead of having to wear one of those the heart packs or having to wear the EKG meter throughout the day or anything else that you might have to have strapped to yourself, the stress meter, you would end up just wearing a series of an overshirt or what looks like almost a unitard, basically. It'd be like a set of shorts and like a tank top all in one little outfit. You wear that under your normal clothes, you go about your business, and then it gives you readbacks by the end of the day. It's just such an unbelievably simple use of technology that I could see should have been out there long ago. So we're just going to leave it at that. Hopefully you'll find that interesting. All right, next thing we have up here, let's see. That was about the... Yes, that was the end of the tech tidbit section. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself here. Sorry for that. We have a couple little things here for the caffeinated bits and Liquid Rage. And Liquid Rage is actually a little bit apropos right here because I'm a little bit ticked off about something. I'm going to be writing about it in an upcoming article, but I just figure I'd share it with the group here. Now, one of the things that irritates me the most during the summer times is that places like Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks and everything advertise iced coffee. And when you look at this concoction, now I'm a huge fan of iced coffee, but it's not anywhere near the same beast that these people are trying to pass off as iced coffee. Iced coffee has two things in it, and funny enough, the ingredients are actually the name of the thing that you're trying to purchase. They're ice, and they're coffee. There is no milk, there is no cream, there is nothing else. You can have a iced coffee with cream. You can have an iced coffee with cream, sugar, syrup, whatever else you feel like putting into it. But do not take one of these further concoctions, one of these further bastardization of the original, and then try and relabel it. It would be like saying, okay, all monkeys are monkey, or all apes are monkeys now. And you say, oh, well, no, this is a gorilla. No, it's a monkey. But no, this is an orangutan. No, it's a monkey. It's probably an unbelievably horrible metaphor there, but it's just, I went into Dunkin' Donuts probably last year, and it stayed with me to this point. I was like, oh, they have iced coffee on the menu, and I didn't think about it. I never take anything in my coffee. I do not take cream. I do not take sugar 90% of the time. I mean, if the coffee's burnt, then I'll add sweetener. That's about it. I like the taste of coffee. So I was like, you know what? It's really hot outside, and I don't want a cup of coffee. How about an iced coffee? Great idea. So I said, can I have an iced coffee? And then they hand me this creamy crap mix. I don't know what else to call it. And it apparently they said, oh, it's double brewed. So what we do is we brew the coffee into the creamed mixture, and then we take that creamed mixture and brew it again through the coffee and then chill it down. Yeah, that's lovely. This is not coffee. This is no longer coffee. This is some kind of latte conflagration that you're throwing at me. This is not what I asked for. I want ice and coffee. Find a way to make the two meet in the same glass, and then we're going to work for it. But still, I mean, there's a whole bunch of other series of small little things that I've noticed in some of the coffee shops that are out there. Just tiny little things. Like, for instance, Jen and I actually went into Dunkin' Donuts yesterday. My wife and I actually went into Dunkin' Donuts yesterday. Just looking for a short little breakfast thing. She wanted tea. I wanted coffee. She looked up, and she could not find tea anywhere on the menu. Now, I looked, couldn't find it. There was four screens of it. They do have it available. It's fine. They have chai up there. They have all kinds of different crazy things. They do have coffee. So I don't understand, if they're not going to list tea, why list coffee? Everybody knows that Dunkin' Donuts has coffee. So, I mean, I can only assume that the price for the coffee is the same price for the tea for comparable size. That's all I'm going to assume at this point. So if you want to hear this and other fun little summer facts, then you can read the next article. It's probably either going to be up tomorrow evening, that would be Tuesday evening, or Wednesday morning before I head off to work. So, alright. Now, the next little thing we have up here in the caffeinated bits section is the Grillmeister Patent Fund. Apparently, there's a patent that was originally given to a bunch of guys who were trying to find a way to dry paint for cars. So what they did was they had infrared technology, and they patented the technology of heating objects with infrared technology. There's all kinds of safety constraints and everything. The patent recently expired, so now all of the people who own the backyard grill kind of companies are trying to use infrared technology to cook that way. Now, I have a propane grill. I know a lot of people who have charcoal grills, and they like it for the taste. I have to add something to my propane grill just so that it actually tastes like I'm cooking outside. Otherwise, I could do the exact same thing on my stove upstairs. So I don't know what you would gain from an infrared cooking apparatus within the grill. I'm not really excited about it, but apparently everybody else is, so I just decided to share with the group here. Next little thing we have up here, kind of a warning for the beginning of the summer. Just want people to watch out for the alcoholic energy drinks. Now, if you read the article over on Energy Fiend, Energy Fiend does not list alcohol and energy drinks, you know, when they meet. So it says, you know, if you have a caffeinated alcoholic drink, they do not list these things. And for the most part, I believe they don't even review them, basically because it says caffeine is a stimulant and alcohol is a depressant. When the two mix, it's not a good thing. And we've talked about this a little bit before. Everybody seems to be drinking Red Bull and vodka. I actually tried it again. Really still wasn't a fan of the flavor. But still, that's one of the really good things about having an open bar at a wedding. My uncle actually said, he's like, yeah, open bar just means that it's free tasting. If you don't like it, you put it off to the side and go back and get something that tastes good. So that's what I tried, although I did finish it, of course, but still. So there's a lovely little article over at energyfiend.com where he takes a look at all the fun, strange little caffeinated beers that are out there and wants to give you a kind of like a little warning. Basically, just because you're drinking a caffeinated beer, just because you're drinking some kind of concoction between alcohol and caffeine, you need to be extra careful when you go to drive home. Now, I don't want to blame the drinks. I don't want to blame anything else. The only thing that they basically say is that you are slightly more alert of a drunk when you have more of these than you would be if you did not have something that's caffeinated. So I wanted to put that out there at the beginning of the summer. Hopefully people will take it to heart when it becomes a necessary thing to think of. Next little thing we had up here is actually a link from Kotaku. It's actually one of the best Mario cakes that I've ever seen. It shows Mario bursting through what appears to be a mushroom, or actually just the world cloud, and he's actually hitting a question mark block. So I just thought it was awesome. Thought I'd pass it along. I'm a real big fan of some of the cakes that have been coming out lately. I wasn't too big of a fan of the Death Star that we had a couple weeks ago, just because it was kind of lacking in, I don't know, it was just kind of lacking. It was just a round cake with a slight dent in one side and a couple lines on it. This shows artistry in food. This shows somebody took the time to actually sculpt the hills out, and sculpt some of the blocks out. I think they actually recreated the first level, or the first couple panes of the first level around the side. So this was definitely a professional job, so you can head on over to Kotaku and check that out. And then last thing, but certainly not least, if you remember on two shows ago, I believe, we talked a little bit about the new thing that I'm going to throw out there called the PFA, the potential for abuse. And one of the things that I labeled as PFA 9 was the caffeinated powder that was being marketed to bodybuilders, among other people. So it's now been recalled. Basically, they said the potential for abuse, yay me, is well higher than anything else. They said a severe chance of cerebral and respiratory distress could occur. It makes overdosing yourself that much simpler. So I'm glad they actually realized that this is probably not the best thing. Still would like to get a taste of the actual drink that ensues. But I'm fine not having that information or anything like that out there. You know, it's perfectly fine to be left in the dark with that kind of thing, especially when you consider some of the drinks that are out there are seriously damaging to your body. So that about wraps it up for the caffeinated bits. That wraps it up for the tech tidbits, the general information. That wraps it up for pretty much the entire show. So hopefully you found today's episode interesting and engaging. And if you did, we'd ask that you please actually, wrong noise. By the way, for those of you who've been asking, the noise at the end of the show, this is actually Mortal Kombat. Most people know that. I have a whole bunch of MIDI files and everything on my computer that I've actually messed with and played around with the sound, so I kind of personalized them, changed them around a little bit, and I used them for the backtrack of the podcast a couple times. So basically, wanted to let everybody out there know that we're very grateful for everybody who downloads the show. We're very grateful for everybody who responds, comments, feedback, suggestion, the whole nine yards from top to bottom. Everybody who listens to this show, you've been great over the past year and a half, and I can only see our family of listeners increasing in the future. So if we're doing something that irritates you, if we're doing something you don't think is actually the best thing for the show, please feel free to let me know at caffeination@gmail.com. And as we said before, if you're listening to the show over at the stream of the Tech Podcast Network or anywhere else that you might have found this MP3 on the bus. I don't even care. Then you could head on over to www.caffinaton.com. That's caffeination.com. The Caffeination is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. We're also proudly listed over at the Blueberry Network. That's BLUBRRY. That's Blueberry without the E's. It's a social podcasting network site, kind of like MySpace for podcasts. And speaking of MySpace, if you'd like to head on over there and check us out over there, you can go to myspace.com/caffeination. Well, thanks everybody. This has been a pretty fun episode. Hopefully we're going to be able to cool it down for the next episode as we get all the parts in for the central air here in the Caffeination headquarters. Until next time, thanks for listening and stay caffeinated, people.